So all the states describe states of the human condition. That's the first thing. And what you get in institutional manifestations are really just externalized, even crystallized forms of ways of thinking about things and ultimately the values that people hold to. So they become manifest in construction of institutional religion, if you like. Okay, so that aside, from a logopraxis point of view, faith alone is any form of supposedly spiritual rationalization that would prevent us or give us an excuse not to examine ourselves and to do something about it. So faith alone is resting in belief that does not put any responsibility on us to act from it. So whenever we rationalize a negative state, faith alone will be at work in that state. If we recognize our state and look to do something about it, so self-observation kicks in and there's a need to recognize it and do something in response, that is charity at work on an internal level. So charity, the first of charity, as we often talk about, is to shun evils as sins against the Lord. So that's the first of charity, because if that's not being done, then everything we do externally is really just an expression of what isn't that, if that makes sense. So it'll be faith alone. So charity, yes, the benefactions of charity are the external works we see, that everybody's engaged in some form or another, for many, many, many different motives. But what makes the benefactions or the external expressions of charity actual charity is when there is individual self-examination and repentance taking place in the life, because that's what's clearing out the suspect motivations that and that can be involved in those external acts. So the external act itself is not necessarily charity, no matter how good it looks from the person who's doing its point of view. It can still be charity for those receiving, on the receiving end, but that, it depends on what the quality of the state is, whether it's charity or not, or something self-serving. So, and faith alone preserves the idea that I am the source of my life. That's the key thing, because what self-examination or self-observation does, it immediately recognizes there's a higher source. It recognizes a higher authority. So in logopraxis terms, it's recognizing that the word is the Lord. So the text is how the Lord meets us. When we recognize that as an authority, we have a very different relationship to the text than if we don't make that recognition. If we don't make a recognition of the authority of the text in our life, then the text as the Lord becomes subject to our own opinion and rationalizations. Whereas if we recognize the authority of the text, then we are open to receiving what the text demands of us in terms of a response.